עלינו הביטחון ומבי סביך על אורץ אשר הרקו ועץ חולידי גודל ובורך לכו ואגד לו שמחו והיא ברוכו ועבור לכו מבורככו ומקללו לכו אוהר ונבלכו בכו כל משפחי סדרו. We have two expressions. One is Bab Behei Brocho, and then Vinivrichu Vicho Kol Mishpeches Adam. The two expressions superficially appear to say the same thing. Rashi says Behei Brocho Habrochis Nisuneis Biotcho. עד עכשיו היה ביודי בירחתי לאודם בניח ומעכשיו עד אותי בורך איסה שתחפץ. That means the Hebrew is expressive of the concept that Rabbi Yishal Elon turned over the power to bestow broches to Avraham Avinu. And ונברכו ריחו כל משפחת אדמו. So Rashi says יש הגוליס רביס וזהו פשוטה אדמינו לבני תהי כאברום וכן כל ונברכו ריחו שבמיקחו בזה מכיח ריחו יבורך ישראל למיר ישמחו הריקים כאפריים מחמנש. That's Rashi. So, according to Rashi's Pshat, Vehei Brocho is expressive of one concept, and Benivrichu B'chol Kol Mishpachos Adomo is expressive of an entirely different concept. Vehei Brocho implies that Rabbeinu Shom turned over the power of bestowing Brochos Avraham Avinu, and whatever he'll bestow upon others, so will be fulfilled by the Rabbeinu Shom. And Vinivuchu Bichok HaMishpeches Adomo is expressive of the concept that Avraham Avinu will be treated by all peoples as the symbol of blessing, so that whenever a person wants to bestow his blessing upon his son or somebody else's son, he'll say, may you be like Avraham Avinu. And the raya is from the pasuk Bichol Yivorech Yisroel Lemeah The Ramban, however, says that the Hei Brocha and the Nivuchu Bechol Mishpachis Adomo are expressive of the same thing, except that the Nivuchu Bechol Mishpachis Adomo has a broader scope than the Hei Brocha. The Ramban says here, the Hei Brocha Atoti HaBrocha אשר יסבורכו בכל אימיה ישימך הלקים כאברון והסיב עד כי כל משפחת האדמו יסבורכו בי לאי אנשי ארצי בלבד. So the same thing, except that וניבכו בכל כל משפחת האדמו has a broader scope. I think that according to the Ramban, these two broches bestowed by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam upon Avraham Avinu represent the destiny of the Jewish people throughout the millennia, in contrast to the destiny of the Umesela. And in this context, I think it is important to mention the first Rashi in Bereishis. Bereishis bo alekim es ha-shamayim ves ha-oretz Omar Rabbi Yitzchok lo yotzorich lehaschil es ha-tero אלו מהחידש הזה לכן, שהיא מצווה ראשינו שנסתבו ישראל, ומתן פוסר בפרשיס, משום Kiach Masa Vigid Le'amoy. Los Islam Nachlas Goyim. Shim Yengu Miseilom Li'Yisroel. Li'istimatem. Shekobashtem Arotzeis. Shivo Goyim. Heim Engum Lehem. Kol Oret Shlakonish Boruch Hu. Chud Boro V'nosno Lasha Yosha Beinov. V'yotzeini nosno Lehem. V'yotzeini not Lomehem. V'nosno Lehem. Now this time has always been alleged against the Jewish people by the Muslim, by everyone, not only the Sinai Yisrael, but even the so-called friends of the Jewish people. They also say Listimati. But just now, so the United Nations passed a resolution condemning Israel for the death of 20 Arabs, the death of 20 Arabs. And because of that condemnation, because of that resolution, so about at least six or more Israelis are killed. And no one is condemning the killing of innocent Israelis, civilians. And it is interesting that Davke B'Chag HaSukkis, which is the Yom Tov that is dedicated to humanity at large, because on Chag HaSukkis the Jewish people sacrificed 70 Purim on behalf of the Mesela. What's it par? Par is symbolic of Chesed. I think that Rashi mentions that in Pinchas. נגל אברום, שנאמר ולבוקר רוץ אברום. So, חג הסוכיס is dedicated to humanity. So, on חג הסוכיס, the Jews had to sacrifice 70 Purim. Shmini Atzeres, on the other hand, is dedicated to the Jewish people. Parech. Just one part, a sudaktan. So, and still, the Muslims say, including the United States of America, the biggest friend that the Jewish people had throughout the ages. So, they condemn Israel. Ristimatem, we are robbers. Robbers from whom? Robbers from the Arabs, the poor Arabs, Nebuch. They don't have enough space. Lebensraum, as Hitler Machschmei called it, in regard to Germany. So, but the Jewish people is a bunch of listed. Why are they listed? They took away the whole, all about Israel, so-called Palestine, including East Jerusalem. It's also part of the occupied territory. It's not recognized as part of us. So it's occupied. It's a robbery. Why? Why is it a robbery? From whom was it robbed? It was robbed from the Arabs. What's the shaykhas of the Arabs to all of our Israel, but especially East Jerusalem? When did the Arabs at any time throughout the millennia occupy Eretz Yisrael? Never. But Muhammad, they say, had a dream that he was riding on the donkey in the Harabais. So that makes it, according to the enlightened people, including the atheistic Russians and the Vatican, so that makes it Arab territory. And the Jews are listing. So that shows the ironic, the tragically ironic destiny of the Jewish people, in contrast to the destiny of the Umasail. And I think that this is symbolized, according to Adaras Eliyahu, in the Parshin Pinchas of the 70 part, very remarkable insight pointed out by the Goyim. וחמישה ימים החודש השביעי מקרא קודש. What is the time now? My watch time.
9:21.
Yes, just it. Shall I have some control? Atima Sora Yalavo. Hinino Atsorani Adishem Leres. Beino El Shifrosi. Ula Il Bonimimeno. Vayishma Avron Vikilso. The Rabak says there is a Pirush Rabak on Brejis. So he says, because when a woman raises a child, when she adopts a child, so then it enables her to conceive. And that was the Kavanah of Sarah. And that has been confirmed by science. Vatikach Sarah Yishes Avram Esover HaMitzris Shifrosah מקיץ עשר שנים לשבס אברון בארץ אברון בארץ נועם ועתיתי לאיסו ואברון נישו לא לאישו ויובי אל הוגו ואתה ותירה כאורסו ותיקה וגבי אותו בינו שבקים בואו פראות אין דאוי סודן סוראי טוב אברון to send away. Avram was very unhappy, but the Rebbeinu Shalom told him so that Kol HaShatima Osor Ishto Choshma Bikil. So he says, Vayimtzo Malach HaDishem Alein HaMayim Bamidbo Alayim B'derach Shur Ayin HaHoga Shifcha Sor Ayin HaHoga Shifcha Sor Ein Zevos V'yomos Eleich V'atina M'nisor HaGviyoti עונכי ברחס ואימא לו מלאך הדשם שובי אל גבירתך ביישא מתחס ידעו ואימא לו מלאך הדשם הרבה הרבה זריך ולא יסוף אמרית ואימא לו מלאך הדשם נחורו וילד בן ביקורו שמוי שמואל כי שומע הדשם רונדך והוא יהיה פרו אדום יובי בקל ויד כל בוי. Untra says, what does Peru Adam mean? Behu yibbehei morad benosha. He'll be a rabbi. Rabbi against whom? Against everybody. It's a right to be a rabbi against oppression, against discrimination, against injustice, against inequality. I mentioned, I think, last week, that was the good feature of Melech and the new humanity, because Vayorach Hashem Esreach HaNecheach. So Chazal say that Rebbeinu Shalom figuratively smelled the pleasant fragrance of the Korbanos that Noach offered after the Mabel, and in that he smelled the Reach of Avraham Avinu and the Reach of Hananya Mishol Lazarye and the Reyach of Dere Shal Shmad. What does it mean? Because Avraham Avinu was also a Rebbe. Echodo of Avraham. Ekon Ha'imu Mitzad Echod V'Avraham Avinu Mitzad Shei. So he was a Rebbe. He was a Rebbe against oppression, against injustice, against discrimination. But Yishmael was tamei rebels against everybody. Why would you rebel against that? Anybody who is a paradom? Paradom means one who does not want to be disciplined. He just rebels. So why does he rebel? So Nicholas explains it. Who is Why does he rebel against everybody? Because everybody needs him. And since he rebels against everybody, so everybody's against him too. Well, they want to defend themselves, they have a right. Defense right. So why do they let him rebel? Can't they control him? Put him in prison? The answer is, why doesn't the Christian world, why don't the democracies discipline Arafat and all the terrorists? And especially when they are Muslims who have been for decades have been massacring the Christians in Lebanon, still nothing is done to them. On the contrary, everybody caters to them. Why? Because they need them. They need their oil. Why do they need their oil? Couldn't they, take their oil, and give them the price that they deserve? The answer is no. They want the Arabs to be rebellious against the Jews. Because listen at them, the Jews are listening. They are robbers. And still, as Hazal say, in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tachas ha'avosim yistimuni ve'ani tfilo. Tachas ha'avosim shani makrif shivim porim bishvilam him seimeis v'ani tfilo. The Jews, they keep on sacrificing on their behalf. There's this destiny of the Jewish people, and their destiny is symbolized by the Bris Binatzor. Now the Brit Binatzor in the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avraham Avinu took place immediately after the Melchomeh between the five kings and the four kings. And there, Avraham Avinu played a very heroic and courageous role in saving Lot. So we have four kings here. Amrosa Melech Shino, one. Arich Melech Haloso, two. Kidoleima Melech Haylom, three. Visido Melech Goyim, four. Also Melchomo, Ezbera Melech Zdei, one. Vezbir Shem Melech Hameiro, two. Shinot Melech Adno, three. Dishameida Melech Svoyim, four. Umelech Bela Yitzei Hafai. So, why did they make Melchomeh? It wasn't it wasn't an offensive one. There are no tzaddikim, but it wasn't an offensive one, it was a defensive one. Kolayla chovu aleyne kasidim hu yom ha-melech. Shtimeshe shono obdues kidon leyna. Ushloshesre shono mavado. Some other words, they were the subjects of Kudalena. Kudalena was the ruler of the proteins. And they were his subject. So they suffered 12 years. But then, after the 12 years, they decided to rebel and to attain their own independence, their own sovereignty. That's a natural thing. But he was before the Hague Conventions and the Geneva Conventions. So he didn't recognize the right of a nation to have its own sovereignty, to have its own autonomy. So So they conquered them. ויצא מלאזדנו מלאך המאירו ומלאכדנו מלאכצרוינו מלאכבלה יצאה ויערכו איתם מלחומה בעמק הסידים איז כדלאים המלאכילם בסידו מלאגויים ואמרופה מלאכשינו ואריך מלאך הלוסו ארבו מלאכם אסחמישו בעמק הסידים בארץ 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 חינו וינוסו מלאכזדים ואמרו, ויפלו שמו, והנשורים הורו נוסו. So who won the war? Kudalena, he was the ruler of the four nations. ויקחו את כל רכושדים ואמרו, ואת כל אוכלם וילכו. ויקחו את לית ואת רכושי בן אחי אברון וילכו, והוא ישב בשדה. ויאבי הפליט וירת לאברון העברי. ושיחם בלי ממרי, ומאיר לי אחי אשקל ואחי עוני לו, ואם באו את ריסבון, וישמע אברום כניש ברוכי, ויורק אסחניחוב, ואם בבי שיש מנוסו ושליש מייס ואיר ביטבון, ויחוליק עליהם לילה הוא ועבודוב, ויקים ואיר בפי מתחיל ואשר מסמל דמסי, ויושב אס כל החוש, וגם אסלי צוחי ורחוש אהשי, וגם הסנושים וסור. וייצים מלאזדים מקרוסי אחרי שובים מהקיסס כדאוריניה, וסמלוכים אשר יתאוריני מקשור ואיהויים מקבלך. So, Avraham acted very nicely. He fought against the rulers, the oppressors, and then Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem was a tzaddik, a righteous person. He was grateful to Avraham Avinu. He tzilechem v'yoyim, v'ukeyem l'keil elyon, v'ayvacheyu v'ayima boruch Avraham l'keil elyon, ki nishumayim v'oretz, v'oruch keil elyon ashamidim tzarecha v'yodecho, v'ayitem l'imaisa m'keilu. V'ayima melazdim el Avraham, ten li ha-nefesh, v'yachush kachlo. He said, to the victor belong the spoils. But he just asked for the nefesh. How wonderful it would be if the United Nations, including the United States of America, would recognize that. But they don't. Rabbi Rakash Rochwa Hanori, Bichilik Hanoshim, אשר הולכו איתי, אומר אשכל וממרי, הם יקחו חלקו. So Avraham Avinu acted in a sublime way. Did he have any reason to have pangs of conscience for killing the kings of the oppressing nations? On the contrary, he should have received a Nobel Prize. But still Avraham Avinu did have pangs of conscience. And אחר הדברים האלה הוי הדבר עד השם אל אברום במער הזה להימיר על תיר האברום עוני חימוד אמוך סחור חיהה בנית so חזל say because he was Meitzah just as Yaakov Avinu was Meitzah when he prepared himself he didn't kill any of Meitzah. On the contrary, he gave him a joy, but he didn't like to be in such a situation, to be in confrontation with his brother. So here Avraham Avinu, Ramban says, the same way as Yaakov Avinu was Neitzah, so Avraham Avinu was Neitzah, in spite of everything, of all the courage and the sacrifices he showed on behalf of late. So the Rebbeinu Shlom said, Al Tiro, you don't have to be Neitzah. You did your right and your duty. You defended, attacked people, whether they are righteous people or not. After all, I mean, Anshis Deim or not Tzadikim. But still, Avraham Avinu pleaded to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only pleaded, he kept on bargaining with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, if there will be 50 tzaddikim, so everybody should be spared. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. Hashifit kol oretz lo yasem ishpot. And that in itself is very strange. If Avraham Avinu had pleaded with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that if there are 50 tzaddikim in his day, so then the 50 tzaddikim should be spared, then he could say, Hashevet kol oretz lo yasem ishpot. But Avraham Avinu's plea was for Rachmonis, that if there are 50 righteous people in his day, and or 40 or 30 or 20 or 10, so then everybody should be spared. That's not Mishpat. That's Rachmi of the highest degree. So why did the Avraham Avinu say, Hashevet kol oretz lo yasem ishpot? But there is Mishpat and there is Tzedek. What's the difference between Mishpat and Tzedek? Tzedek and Mishpat shiftu b'shareichem, Zechariah HaNavi said. Tzedek and Mishpat, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Mechein Kesach. What's the difference? Mishpat takes cognizance only of the rights of the oppressed. Mishpat does not consider the hardships that enforcing the rights of a person would impose upon the community at large, or upon the defendant. Now we have the courts of justice in common law and courts of equity. What's the difference between courts of justice and courts of equity? A court of justice only considers the rights of the plaintiff. But sometimes when you enforce the rights of the plaintiff, it imposes an undue hardship upon the defendant. And sometimes when you enforce the rights of the plaintiff, so it imposes an undue hardship on society at large. There is a Gemara in Baba Kama Daf as well. There is a machlokes between Rav Popper and Rabbeinu Ben. Incidentally, he bought, so the Torah consent, the owner of the axe, was not even negligent. The answer is, and Bechlau, what does the Gemara say, Bidin? We have only one din, the din of the Torah. And if the din of the Torah that he has to pay our damages, so how can we say, Bidinu, the loy, lishalim klau, elo, the rachmona consent? The answer is there are two kinds of din. There is a din that is grounded in mishpat, and there is a din that is grounded in tzedek. So the din who so Rav Popper says that Palgen Niske is mumein because stam shvor in lav b'chaskashimokai, so he's fully negligent. So he's fully negligent. So the defendant, from the point of view of din of mishpat, so he should pay full damages. But Rachmono chosale. But if Beis Din will enforce the din of mishpat against the defendant, so then it will impose an undue hardship against if Beis Din will enforce the din of mishpat on behalf of the plaintiff, it will impose an undue hardship on the defendant. So the Torah deflected from mishpat to tzedek, and the same thing is true of Rabbeinu Ben Rabishua. He says that it's knos because stam shvorin the cheskeshimokai, he was not negligent. From the perspective of mishpat, he shouldn't be anything. But Rachmanim the Kansi penalized him. Penalized him why? Because of the undue hardship that the enforcement of mishpat will impose upon society at large. Upon society at large. And this is really the parasha of Egla Arufi. Chazal say that when the Shvatim, the children of Yaakov, came back to Eretz Knoan, and they told Yaakov Avinu, that Yosef is still living, and that he is the prime minister of Egypt, he didn't believe them. ויהיו אחי יוסף הסול ושבבוא ומצרוים וביום עם אחי יוסף לשולח יעקב ושחוק כי אומר פן יקרנוס סול ויבוא את מנסרוים איש ובשיח הבוים כה יורו בארצנון יוסף הוא השליט על הארץ הוא עמד בכל המורץ ויבוא אחי יוסף ושחוק לו יפיים אורצו ויהיו יוסף ושחוק ויקירם ויסנקר עליהם, וידבר אידם קושיס, ויאמר עליהם מים בושם, ויאמר מהזקנה אל לשבורכם, ויקר יוסף ושחר והם לא יכירו. ויזכר יוסף ושחר לימיס השחור המלאם, ויאמר עליהם רגלם אתם יוסף ושחר בשור האורץ בושם, יספייס, ויאמר אופלו ידני, ועבדכו בואו לשבורכם, קולם בני אישך עוד נוכלי, כאילו אנחנו לא יעבדכו מרגלם, ויאמר עליהם לא יכה אב השור אז בסמירס. ויאמר בשנימוסר עבודך אחר אנחנו בני אישחות בארץ נועם בני הקוטון אסובינו היום ואיכות איננו. ויאמר עליהם יוסף הוא אשר דיברתי עליכם ואומר מרב למתם בזה תיבחנו חי פרי אם תלצו מזה כי ליבי אחיכם הקוטון הינו אין כלום גד. You only wanted Binyamin should come. Shilchu mikenecho b'yikach asachichem v'yatem yosru v'yibuchem d'ifrichem ha'emes itchem v'imoli chay farei kimerad lematem v'yesef ha'isom v'yishmo shleish es yomim v'yimr aleim yisi v'yim ha'shlishi zey sasu v'chiyu es lukim an yore. Anyway, they came to Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu did not want to send to send Binyamin. So then they argued with them. Finally, Yaakov Avinu let them go. Then Yosef was acknowledged himself to his brothers. But then when they came back, after the whole reconciliation, so-called reconciliation, between Yosef and his brothers, and they told him with Yosef Chai, Yaakov Avinu did not believe them. Vayayim Mitzrayim Vayayim Vodeyu Arasnan on Yaakov Avinu. Vayagidu Leilemeya. עוד יוסף חי וחיומי שר בכל הארץ מצרים ויפג ליבי כאילו יאמין להם וידבר אלו וסקול דברי יוסף אשר דיבר עליהם וירס הגולס אשר שולח יוסף ועושה יוסף ותחי רוח יעקב אביו. So why? He didn't believe them. It was incredible that יוסף is still living. So, but when he saw ויידברו וסקול דברי יוסף השלום ומסודי הגולנז אשר יוסף then his spirit was refreshed. Why was his spirit refreshed? So Chazal said, Rashi mentions it, because when יוסף parted from Yaakov Avinu he was learning within the parasha of Ragaufe. What's the parasha? What does it symbolize, the parasha of Ragaufe? The parasha of Ragaufe symbolizes the concept that when a person commits a crime. So of course it's his fault, no doubt, but it's the responsibility of the whole community. And why do they have to bring a Negla Arofe, the elders of the city? Because by bringing a Negla Arofe and making a declaration, you're dealing with Shofra Saddam, which the Mishnah in Seder says, what does it do? It's the Mishnah says in Seder, she zikne yoyir, is Shofra Saddam, Ella Shalorino is saying below, Upatano is saying below, is saying is the Lord Ulvoy. In other words, if the Zikniria, the elders of the city, so if they had known that there is a broken person who needs food, who needs companionship, who needs a lodging, and still they wouldn't do anything about it, then it's the fault of the whole community. And who's responsible for all the crimes and the negligence of the community? The Zikneiria. The Zikneiria. So, because the brothers of Yosef told Yaakov Avinu, Vayagidu Leimer, Yosef Chai, Vichromeshel Bichol Eretz Mitzrayim. So I offered me Bethlehem, and it's still a new day. Yosef Chai, the same Yosef is still living, and he's a nation, he's a dictator. How could it be? It's impossible. Can we handle it? But by Dabro Elof, Eskotiva Yosef, Hashatibar Aleem, by Yarasa, Golayis, Hashashalach Yosef, Lozisei, Batriko Yakvavim, so then Yaakov Avinu said to his sons, no, it's true that Yosef is Chai. But when you said Humeishu B'cholaras Mitzrayim, he rules, he's a dictator, Chas V'sholem. Yosef Chai, he's the servant of the people, not the Meishu of the people. And this is the destiny of the Jewish people. Masi Obe is seemingly burning. In contrast, to the destiny of the Mesela. Now, the destiny of the Jewish people is symbolized by the priest Ben Atzon. And what does the priest Ben Atzon symbolize? Vayimar Adishem Elchim. That's the destiny of the Jewish people throughout the ages. So when there is the Shemesh sets and Sardemo is not Ladron, and there is an Imo Hashir Chogdelo Nitelesolom. And Chazal say that Imo Zebodal, Hashir Chosemodai, Gdelo Zeyobon. Now, Bobel, Modai, and Yovan represent the Muslim world, and Eden represents the Christian world. So, the Brisbane absorbing the covenant between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people symbolizes that redemption of the Jewish people, any redemption, involves sacrifices. As we say in the Haggadah, the Yaakov won a Fjord of Mitzrayim. What does this do? The answer is because the Geulas Mitzrayim took place because of the suffering of the Jewish people. Esav, he lived a peaceful life. He had no suffering. But that's the tragically ironic destiny of the Jewish people. What is the destiny of the Yisraelim? So I think that is grounded or symbolized by the priests of the Keshes, B'Sechonon, after the Mabu. That's also. That was the first bris that Rabbein Shalom established with mankind. Neach was the ancestor and the representative of humanity. And the second bris was the bris bin Absalom that Rabbein Shalom established with Avraham Avinu. Now let's see. The Rashbam points out the symbolism